There's one question here. Mindfulness is great, and it also makes the voice of inner critic very loud and clear. What advice you have to tame, quote unquote, you have to tame your inner critic when things like thank you for your observation or thank you for protecting me don't work. So the voice of inner critic, I can imagine something like this should be, I should be, he should be, world should be, Buddhism should be, and the monks in front should be, many kind of things possible. So the person try to quote unquote tame it, and applying the word, something like thank you for your observation or thank you for protecting me. It's more, almost like accommodating the voice of inner critic, but they didn't seem working, so it's just persisting there. I've been using a summary of a station and a train. So that's a, probably it's not very difficult to understand. I don't understand it theoretically or just as ideas, at least. But once it comes to practice, we find ourselves in really struggling with our relation to these trains. I say yes, not getting on the trains or not about fixing the trains, but still we, our mind can't help going there to do something. And so my comment on this is yes, when we sit and the train comes, let's say if it's a simple or something we may call easy ones, we don't have to worry too much. Okay, nice. Okay, right. Trains come and go. Or if you like, holiday of the heart, whatever, just resting at the present moment may work. But something very strong, something very important, something very stubborn is there. What can we do? Holiday of the heart, maybe it's not the case, or the person is trying, oh, no, don't worry, it's fine. Try to tame those trains and then leave it as it is, but very strong habit of our mind to go there. How can we do? So this is also not uncommon. The one way we can do is to just consciously go there. Consciously, not like a becoming lost there, but going there to, what is the word? Look at the train. Or observe the voice of critic. Almost like an attitude of studying it, learning it. What is this? Sometimes the question can be, a word of inquiry can be, why does this bother me so often? What is this? Or depending on the contents, we may ask gently, why do I suffer? In this case, maybe, in the person's case, maybe this question may not be relevant, but some of the difficult trains, personally myself too, they use the word, why do I suffer? And it's not about thinking because he did this or government is like this, or my character is like this, to just using lots of concept. But bit of gentle inquiry, almost like putting a question to your heart, and then to stay there gently, or even the sense of attitude of being patient. Just why? What is this? Or when I say learn, sometimes we notice some pattern in our heart. Ah, yes, I don't like this. The voice is there, I don't like this. I hate this. Just simply, quietly repeat this word internally. I do not like it. Instead of, I shouldn't think this. I shouldn't have this. I shouldn't go to this train. Although our intention is taming the thought, or taming our inner critic. But in a subtle sense, actually, we are somehow pushing it away. So rather, we go there directly, not challenging, but yes. What is this? And yeah, sometimes just gently repeat what we find. I do not like it. I do not like it. Or sometimes I cannot forgive. I cannot forgive. This is horrible. Sometimes we may find it a bit surprising. Sometimes strong word is actually hidden there too. Or what pain is there, or simply some pattern, like possibly conceit, possibly jealousy. But it's not about, oh, this is jealousy, this is conceit, this is a desire, and then, okay, forget about it. No, actually learn or study the taste and contents. What is this? How it is? How it comes? So, more, my word is gentle inquiry. And also, this is not necessarily I can succeed easily, but one of the meditation teachers, when he had he noticed strong aversion, or I can use the word hatred. So it was bothering him quite some time, strongly. So he just put this experience of hatred or aversion in front of him. Well, it was towards someone. So not only meditation, but it comes and these trains would come so strongly, regularly. Okay, now is the time to learn, time to observe it. But also the way he managed is actually intentionally bring that emotion and thoughts to put it in front, something like, I hate this person. I cannot forgive. Or even to write down, this is ridiculous. This is too much. He was doing this for some time until the point nothing left. I have to say, this is not necessarily always for everybody. My understanding is we need to have strength and capacity in our heart. Because if you try, okay, this is the time I can complain, can be counterproductive. You know, you have more and more aversion, and end up, okay, I have to go to see him. I have to have a proper discussion. This is not necessarily what we want to experience and have, but just clarity of the mind with clear intention, not to make a fighting or not to do this and that, but just really understand what's there. So just consciously, intentionally to put out the contents. I really don't like this. I cannot understand this. It's write down, or if it's in your private space, you can speak with your honest feeling too. So this teacher's case, after some time, it became totally clear. And it is quite a experience, I would say, insightful experience in both ways. One way is, yes, now I can imagine such a burden, such a difficult experience. Now you know it is free, or we are free. Yes, so the immediate experience. But also, at the same time, we can recognize the nature of thoughts, feeling, in different way of saying it's trains. We say, train, but actually, usually we believe this thought, this idea is so real. I have to do something. This is a problem. How can I overcome it? How can I find the answer? So this is, our natural attitude, take of it. So it means the feeling or thoughts, memory, everything becomes so real. But having done this, or having gone through all of this, right, it's not that absolute. And when you reflect back, you can see, although, no, I don't see it that seriously, but in fact, we are holding certain experience, memory, feeling, ideas, almost like something definite, something absolute. And the result is we become stuck and suffer. But going through this, no. Even this such a strong thought, such a immediate feelings do change. So this is a really liberating, freeing experience, the moment of insight. And so I have to say again, it's not necessarily workable always. I'm not, myself too, I can try, but if I am not really ready or had enough space in my mind, can be counterproductive. We just put the fear, okay, yes, because he did this, I can become lost in the emotions. But still, I thought I'd like to share this with you. So coming back to the question, when we have some difficult thought or stubborn, repetitive ideas, voices, even though our basic way to approach to be here and now is just resting, if you like, a hold of the heart. But if somebody really becomes stuck, then consciously, not just being lost, but consciously, okay, choose the moment, change the attitude, okay. I like to learn about this experience. I like to investigate this experience, this contents. Why is this? And then how we do is we can use our intuitive sense what it would work. Just a gentle inquiry. Why is this? or quietly repeat the word or emotions, I do not understand, or I really miss this, I really need this, whatever. So just this is one thing I wanted to share, because as we practice not only this kind of, let's say, intensive committed way of meditation retreat, but if we continue to practice later, from time to time, this kind of things come up to our heart, or even outside the meditation, in the daily life, the same. We have a challenge, it's difficult thought, challenging emotion, so forth. How can we manage it? What we can learn from it? It is something we cannot bypass. So I want just some idea of it. Okay.